Deseret News. I'm John Scott. Travel disruptions are deepening as senators race to salvage a proposal to end the Homeland Security shutdown by funding much of the department, including airport workers going without pay. Acting TSA Administrator Hop McNeil says TSA officers are suffering while missing paychecks.
Bill payments, received eviction notices, had their cars repossessed and utilities shut off, lost their child care, defaulted on loans, damaged their credit line, and drained their retirement savings. Some are sleeping in their cars, selling their blood and plasma, and taking on jobs, second jobs to make ends meet, all while being expected to perform at the highest level when in uniform.
Nearly 11% of Transportation Security Administration workers scheduled to report for duty on Monday. More than 3,200 missed work, and at least 458 have quit altogether since the shutdown began. Florida Democrats won a special election on President Donald Turf's Trump.
Florida Democrat Emily Gregory has won a special election for the state legislature, flipping the district that's home to President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Trump had endorsed Gregory's rival, John Maples, telling voters Maples was backed by so many of my Palm Beach County friends. Heather Williams, president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, says if Mar-a-Lago is vulnerable, imagine what's possible this November. I'm Donna Warder.
All but four of the passengers injured in Sunday's deadly collision between an Air Canada plane and fire truck at New York's LaGuardia Airport have now been released from the hospital. The Postal Service says it's seeking approval for a temporary 8% price hike for priority mail and package deliveries effective April 26. That's in order to deal with rising transportation fuel costs. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's LGBT population.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reports that people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender make up about 10% of the U.S. population. Of that group, young adults ages 18 to 29 are the most likely to identify. LGBT Americans are far more likely to vote Democrat and describe themselves as politically liberal. The PRRI poll also finds that 51% of the LGBT community is religiously unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
California lawmakers are considering a bill that would establish buffer zones around houses of worship designed to keep protesters at a distance. And that legislation would establish a 100-foot zone around any church, synagogue, or mosque, and it would bar protesters from approaching members of the congregation except with consent. This is SRN News. On Wall Street, oil prices ease while stocks rise.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street and crude oil prices fell as hopes built for a possible end to the war with Iran. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 305 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.8%. Crude oil prices fell about 2%. Markets yo-yoed up and down throughout the day. Iran dismissed the proposal from the U.S., and fighting is continuing in the Middle East. Seth Sutel, New York.
In consumer news, the Environmental Protection Agency announcing it would allow gas stations to continue selling slightly cheaper E15 this summer in a move that may be good for drivers and corn growers but likely will contribute to air pollution. The higher ethanol blend is usually limited to use in winter months. More details at srnnews.com.